Hey guys, my name's Mitzi Sanderson, and we're here with Viral, the podcast presented by Go House LA, also brought to you by Public and Neon Beach.
Yeah, man. You know, it's the Kid Smitty checking in, and that is
Ace of underscore Spades, two S's.
Yes.
Yes,
perfect.
Sir.
Perfect.
Drum roll.
So, how y'all feeling this morning? Y'all feeling
Shut
good?
Up. Anyways. Yeah, that's crazy, man. I went to the fair last night, man. That was crazy, bro.
I got a hand job just now, so.
Yeah, Mitzi got a hand job, so let's talk about a hand job.
How do I get this hand job?
You gotta have to have good hands. Let me see your hands. Do this. Look a little nubby. I don't know if you're the right man for the job.
I just got a job for Lean Cuisine. A hand job with Lean Cuisine.
Can we stop saying hand job?
It's a hand job.
That's what it is. I'm being paid for my hands.
For her hands. Just a hand model. That's crazy. I didn't even know you were a hand model.
I'm a model, but I've been getting a lot of hand.
Hand what? Hand jobs?
Yes, because, I can't even do them because my agency is based in Ohio, so.
Oh, so what do? You just go there and, put your hand a certain way?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
I've done Bath and Body Works before, and, you'll hold stuff.
Does your hand have to look sexy? What is the requirements for a hand job?
I think it's because I just have, long fingers.
Oh, it just looks appealing to them.
And also, I'm a dancer, so, I know how to place them well.
Pause.
Charlie, a dancer.
Pause as in, pause? Or pause as in,
only you
stop.
Would say pause.
With the fudge?
See. All right, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm tired. I gotta wake up. I'm tired as hell.
Come on, Brody.
From the fair?
All right. No, I'm just tired. Anyways, what?
Well, dang, bro. You good? You had a long night or what's going on?
No, I'm
the
just
fair.
Tired.
You know the what? Fair, the right. fair beat me, bro. After winning all them prizes.
Yeah.
It takes a total.
Yeah,
on
both of you guys got so many prizes.
Yeah.
I got, I think 15 in total.
Really? Yeah.
Nah, I'm capping. It's seven. I think it was seven.
We'll say, y'all haven't noticed how expensive fair food
bro,
is.
Bro, and when you're a competitor, bro, I did not want to get off the game for
nothing.
I spent
way too much money last
night. He spent way too much money on just, the baseball.
It wasn't even about
the baseball.
It wasn't even about the prize anymore. It was about that bitch baseball guy who was there running the entire game. I know he's laughing at me. I know he probably woke up thinking, I got that. I screwed that kid over. Well, guess what? You know what's happening at home right now? His wife is cheating on him with a personal trainer at Planet Fitness, and this guy drinks his sorrows away at Hooters every fucking lunch break he has. And his kids don't respect him, and his wife is getting ran through like a track meet. And I said what I said.
Okay.
Shut up, man.
You just need to get the fuck?
Anyways.
You need to get better at baseball.
What
pitching?
What did you say to me?
You need to get better
at
pitching.
What did you just say to me? What don't
Ace,
you
Ace was good.
Ever.
I saw him go one time. He was doing good. He got a big-ass stuffed animal. But then, 10 tries later, he just
my
just
arm
ass.
Was tired, bro. I haven't pitched in years. It's been years. Yeah. It's been 5 years. How about you throw
you play
a football?
Baseball?
I will throw
yes,
a football
I told y'all
50
I
yards on your head.
I used to play baseball.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Y'all, I was a stripper. I don't know that. I played baseball. I didn't know that. I tell you guys these things all the time, yet you
okay,
always
a stripper,
forget.
You barely told us, we didn't take you serious until we took you serious. In
the yeah, I don't know why you guys didn't take me seriously. I said it confident, three or four times. I was a stripper. I'm a stripper. You guys thought I was kidding. Do I look like I was kidding when I did those moves? All right, then.
Yeah, they were weak, but shit.
Actually,
cool.
I'll show you again.
What's up,
man?
What's up? All
right, got you.
What are you doing?
Please don't. Not now. Please don't. All right, now.
It is 11 a.m. All
right, what's up, then? I was going to give you a latte.
Nah, bro. At least buy me dinner
it's
first. What type of girl do you think I am?
Yeah, for Reagan's birthday. Today's Reagan's birthday.
Hell yeah, turn up.
Hey, I just got her a Dunkin' order. This isn't it. Don't think I'm drinking her order.
She's drinking her order. What the fuck, Mitzi?
What's her birthday?
Yeah, right.
I'm kidding. But actually, I just got her a couple gifts and such. Wrote her a note.
I know you want to say some dumb shit. Just go ahead. Let it out. Just,
I love
too
writing.
Hard.
I love writing birthday notes.
Yeah, right. Me a birthday.
Yeah, where's my birthday note?
Would y'all believe,
it's not your birthday.
Would y'all believe
it's my
if I told
it's
you my
birthday yesterday? The day after yesterday is my birthday.
The day
that's
after yesterday
today. That's
bitch.
Today.
good eye.
Shut up, man. Yes, all right.
Stupid ass. What's up, bro? What you want to say? I know you want to. Yes,
I don't know,
say.
I'm tired.
You tired?
I'm just thinking.
You had a long night last night?
Nah. All right. I have a question.
What's poppin'?
Enough. How many third graders do you think you could take out in a fight? Oh my
fucking. How many third graders?
Yeah, if you want to school. If
I think at least.
That's going to be something deep. You're like,
nah.
Do they have unlimited, like, stamina?
Yeah, kids can run forever.
They're fueled on those freaking
they don't know they're tired until their parents tell them they're tired. So they just keep going and going.
How many third graders
are they called? High sevens?
What?
High seven? Those juice boxes?
I think 20.
20 third graders. High? You're a big dude, so I'm thinking maybe.
Wait, do I have to knock them out?
Not high two.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm 20 easily. I'm knocking out 20 third graders.
I could probably take on like 15. Nah.
Until my arms get tired, like I'm going to knock them out.
It's not even that, but like kids, you know, those kids be biting you. Like kids bite. So
High C, those things are like, the kids are like fueled on high C. There's
Mitzi,
a lot of
how many
sugar in
how many kids do you think
energized.
You take on?
Well, probably two.
Wow,
two middles, bro. Come,
come on, man. They're like what 8 years old?
Oh wait, two.
That's it. Two
I'd
kids.
Say two.
Two kids.
Only because of my height, I have an advantage to them height wise and like arm span, so I can like grab them. And like I have two arms, so it's like.
And that's it. You're that's done it. After those
well,
two.
Are they small? Are they large? I was a small third.
An
grader.
An average third grader.
Average.
Average. Yeah.
Two.
That's it.
Max.
Wow.
I'm knocking them little dweebs out left and right.
Bro, I tell you, I pick up a wiffle ball bat. Bah, 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 bah.
You just said we got weapons. You just said we got weapons.
That's, okay, that's not like you physically doing it, though. That you have like
all right.
You have like a distance and like you're not fit, you know?
Shit, like, my arms like, and a wiffle ball bat, that's like.
Okay, I was going to say, that would knock out actually a lot with your arms.
Bam, bam, bam. All right, I'd probably take on like, you know what I would do? I'd probably,
You didn't say we got weapons.
If I know weapons.
I just use a rocket launcher, kill 100 third graders.
Well, in that case.
I'd probably take on like.
This is jokes, guys. We
I don't know.
Third graders. We will never assemble third graders just to fight.
Nah, what you thought? I'm trying to start a third grade fight club.
Next segment. Let's go to a third grade class, do a meet and greet, and then bow.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guys. We're from the Go House. Hey, little Timmy. Knock his ass out, bro. On God for sure. No cap. Gluck, gluck, 300 Smitty. Let me suck you off. All right.
Hey, bro, what the fuck,
that's
bro?
Crazy. What's
up
going
with this
on,
dude,
bro?
Man?
Hey, yo, man, it's kind of hot up in here. It's not heat again. Hey,
fans on
it's
the
oh, boy, it's that heat again.
It's
not
heat.
It's hot in here, man. Oh, my God. Hey, yo, Mitzi. So remember we talked about if people were to ship us, we came to the understanding that our name would be Mace. So if y'all, that's the only name there is, Mace.
Mace.
I did put a top up.
AC. No. It's Mace. It's Mace.
Okay, so y'all ever noticed something?
What's good?
Maybe I know I mentioned to you guys before when we sat on the podcast.
What's poppin'?
I find it hypocritical.
What?
That people are just now starting to notice me in the videos.
Yeah.
And I'm just like a little annoyed because I've been here the whole time.
Is that really irking you?
Yes, it is because I've been here the
does
whole
that really
time.
Grind your gears?
Yeah, it does because I've been here the whole time. And now it's just like, oh, Ace is so funny. Ace in the.
Do you hear that?
What?
What? Is there someone across from us?
Oh, you're trying to be funny. Damn. Oh, hey, everyone. Mitzi's trying to
it's
be funny.
It's almost like I can feel his presence.
Or you can feel his dick.
Ace, I miss Ace, man.
Man, that pop-up eviction this morning.
Oh, yeah, really, pop-up eviction. Yo, we just brought in the, now there's going to be an eviction.
Now I'm depressed. I know, it's low-key moving a little bit. I feel like I feel his spirit.
It's just the wind.
Man, damn.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I see, like, floating headphones. Like
this shit's kind of weird. No floating rings and a floating... What is that? I can't tell. I think it's a chain.
Oh, sorry, I'm allergic to bullshit. Anyways, I don't know.
It's almost like I can feel him.
You ever notice how many people walked up to you guys, us, yesterday, going to the fair?
I feel like someone's trying to talk to me right now.
Oh, y'all niggas think you're funny, huh? No. I took a play of that game. Y'all think you're funny, huh? Bet.
This is weird.
Nah, y'all think you're funny.
Why do we sit next to each other on a podcast and not just sit across from each other? This is kind of weird because, like, there's no one in front of us. So
I know. It's like...
Oh, you can't see me? What do you want? One of my fucking John Cena? You can't see me?
Whoa. I feel a spirit in here.
Whoa.
My Gekio shot again.
Shut up. I can't stand you.
All right, we see you, Ace.
Oh, you see me.
We see you now.
Oh, so you can see spirits.
Yeah.
That is a talent.
Have y'all ever had a ghost encounter or a spirit encounter?
Yeah.
Really?
I was 5 years old in the back of a semi-truck.
What?
I was 5 years old in the back of a semi truck. Don't ask why I was there, but I was there.
All right, what is the ghost and spirit? I don't care about your little trauma, but what happened? Where's the ghost and spirit?
That's fucked up, Ace.
You continue about the story. I don't care about your shit. What happened?
It was a therapy session.
Nah, so I was 5 years old in the back of a semi truck, right?
You said like four times.
I don't know why I'm there. I'm in the middle of Colombia.
Let him finish.
So there was a Puerto Rican stripper driving the truck. So I don't know where I was going. But like, I know
at 5 years old. How do you know what a stripper was at 5 years old?
Because later I found out that it was a stripper, Ace. I didn't know you was a stripper.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
Boom,
you're
double
right.
Homicide. Got Anyways, yeah. So, you know, got off the stripper truck, you know, put up to this club, 5 years old, ran the bar for a couple of hours.
You ran it?
Yeah.
Like you're pouring drinks for
Yeah, because you could do stuff like that when you're 5 years old in Colombia. So, but, are you recording me?
No, I'm recording myself.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to record this. So, I'm just playing.
Top secret.
Nah, but then, do y'all want to know a fun fact about Ace, actually? Fuck yep. The whole trauma story.
This should
but,
be good.
Ace, I want to hear the rest of the story.
No, fuck that story.
Every morning when Ace wakes up, he always takes a video of him on Snapchat in the mirror. But, like, he doesn't face the phone this way. He turns around this way.
Because it's a better angle!
Then he looks at the camera like this into the mirror, and he's just.
Yes! I know! I know! And he's shirtless, and he's
First off.
And Ace loves playing elevator music. I don't know what the fuck
I
is
like
that shit.
I like playing Love and Touch Cruising by Journey. Second, that what is the difference between my videos and your little fucking, let's call them viral good content videos on TikTok? What is the difference?
I don't take thirst straps. Pull it up.
You don't what?
Pull it up. You can't.
You don't what?
Yeah.
You don't what?
Yeah.
No, you don't post thirst traps?
Okay. Yeah, I don't.
You really just drafts them.
Nah,
you perfect. Hey, you really stop snitching. Stop snitching.
You're going to make me go on this toxic ass app?
Yeah, go to that toxic ass app that you love.
Okay. Smitty. Okay.
Kid Smitty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pull up something. Show the camera, too. Let me get that promo.
I got you. Shut up.
Shut up. Come on. You can't. That's not me. That ain't thirst trap. I'm with a snake, bro.
I know.
And I ain't talking about throwing my pants.
You can't do a thirst trap with his ex.
No, what's this one?
It's literally my ex on me, bro. Like,
it's
fuck
like
that
hard
bitch.
To
uh-huh.
Do that.
Uh-huh.
I'm playing.
Exactly. You
it's
post
not
thirst
fuck
traps.
Fuck that bitch.
Your entire content is thirst traps, nigga.
Bro, you well, pulled up one snake video. Like,
yeah. There's dancing. There's asking questions.
Yeah, tell him, man.
There's dancing. There's asking questions. Uh-huh. There's. Dancing, there's uh-huh. asking
and
questions.
Skits, bitch.
Yeah, skits. No, yeah, he has funny skits too.
Yeah.
Diversity in content.
Yeah. What do you do, Ace?
I run.
Look at that lame ass.
He runs and he makes funny skits.
You know what's crazy? People always ask me, yo, how do you do the run? How do you do the run, Ace? But no one's ever asking me why I run.
Bro, that must be one of the things. Like, everybody asks,
"How broke, so
are you?" But,
why do you run?
Everyone's always asking Ace, "How do I run?" But no one's ever asking Ace, "Why do you run?" They never ask where I'm.
Nigga,
why are you laughing?
Why do you run? Why do you run?
Broke
then?
So many times.
You want to
know?
Why do you run? Why do you run?
You want to know why I run?
Why?
Yes.
I won't talk about it. I lied.
Got him.
I lied, my guy. Your shit is fried. Goodbye. Anyways, it's getting hot in here. Bumble clot. It's getting hot in here.
What do y'all think we're doing today?
Your mom. Yeah, got him.
Hands, feet.
Yeah. I don't know. What are we doing today? I think we're just doing a podcast today, are we?
Oh, Ben, today's just a podcast day?
No.
Yes, sir. We're going to the club tonight. Hey.
Oh, yeah, we're going to the club tonight?
Yeah. I've got to hit my Dougie. Hey.
That was more like the shitty fuck you mean. Anyways,
right, left, right.
Yo, did I tell you about, you remember the song The Jerk? Hey,
shut up, Ace. Let me work, Ace.
Hey. Anyway, cut that shit out. Y'all remember that that dance? You're a jerk. A jerk. Yeah. All right, so I'm in one of the parties we had here, right? The guy.
Long
you know
live.
How, long story short.
We don't do those anymore, guys.
We don't do those anymore.
We don't do parties no more.
So remember when I used to be at the gate, trying to, you know, see who would let it come in or whatever? One of the guys, right, he was just like, hey, yo, man, I made that song, The Jerk, man. You remember that? And I looked at him in the eyes and I said, bro, that shit was popular 11. No, I said that shit was popular 11 years ago for 1 week. Get that weak shit out of here.
Hey, not 1 week.
Nah, that shit
you remember it now.
Nah, yeah, well, I remember because he brought it up to me. That's how I was supposed to give a shit.
Like, The Jerk is hard, bro.
Yeah, you know what else is hard? These nuts in your mouth. Got them. Mitzi's next topic. Nigga, shut up. I'm tired. What do you want from me?
I'm tired. I'm going to see I posted something on my spam and said, ask us questions. So let's see if people ask us questions.
I'll just go live.
So says, are you worried about the future? Yes.
Future! If y'all know what that's for, go to.
As someone with anxiety, I'm always worried about the future. It's just a constant worry in the back of my head.
Nah, I was. Did you have anxiety yesterday at the fair?
Yes.
I did too, a little bit. I don't know why. I don't even have anxiety, but that shit just started protruding onto me. I was just looking around.
Oh, you're live?
Yeah, I'm gonna go live a little bit, try to get some questions.
Should I hit you up?
Who's that?
Nah, hell nah.
He's trying to take your podcast.
Fudge that. He's trying to take your.
He texted Smitty too.
Weirdo, man. I don't like no weirdos. I don't like no weirdos. I just like weird clothes. You dig? Fudge.
Wait. Okay, guys.
Gang.
I'll try to answer some of
them. I bet. So look, man, what you doing on your phone, man? What's good? Let's ask some questions. Y'all, what's the questions y'all got? You all right?
Oh, what are some goals that you're trying to set for the future?
Bet. You want to go first?
Some goals for the future. I really want to grow my social media platforms. I'm really starting to work on like YouTube vids and such. Hey guys, he's live.
Me and Mitsana.
Hey. And I also want to do like more dance classes and stuff. I just want to, I don't know, have fun and work hard. And I also really like eventually in the future, go into acting would be really fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I've talked about that a lot. But that's something in the future. I really want to grow my social platforms first and be a YouTuber.
So
dance and fashion are my two biggest passions. So do something with dance and do something with fashion. Maybe a clothing line or something. But acting, fashion, dance.
I can't
social shoot. Media.
Now, actually, if y'all did not know, Mitch is actually a really, really good dancer, so I can definitely see her doing that.
Yeah, you should probably take some notes. Anyways, Mitch, you are a good dancer. That's crazy. You're a really good dancer. You're also very talented. What about Smitty? Smitty, you feeling some type of way?
He's an awesome dancer, too.
Anyways, Mitzi, you're so good.
I've had classes. He hasn't.
Yeah, I took a class with her, bro.
Nah, I know. You.
She was going crazy, insane. I'm trying to go, though. We got to do another dancing class, low-key, though.
What's up, guys? Thanks for joining me.
Trying to do it.
Guys, if you guys are going to be live, gotta answer the question.
Guys, oh yeah,
hold on, guys.
They said, "How do you feel about the couch situation?"
I'm doing a podcast, guys.
Oh my god, yeah, couch got arrested.
Yeah, couch got arrested. How do you feel about that? He already got out though, so it's like, it's just I think it'll be like polluting.
It was really funny. Okay, so we were all like in the car to the fair, and I was like, "Wait, is couch?" Couch was in jail?
Yeah, I was like...
Or was it Reagan? One of us was like...
Reagan got arrested?
No, I thought you said Couch got arrested. I could have sworn it was you.
It might have been me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was scrolling through Instagram and I just saw like a video of him like in a stadium stands like...
That's what I'm saying.
And then Jordan in the chat, like we were all snapping in the chat, the group chat, and like we were like, Couch, are you okay? Like what? And this was like, Missy, he can't respond. He's in jail. And I was like, okay, you're right. And then Jordan like Snapchats later in the night like... Oh my god, like Couch, man, I see you reading these snaps. Like, are you out? You good? And he just responds with, yeah, I'm out.
All right, question.
No explanation, just, yeah, I'm out.
It's like, wait, what?
He's like, what happened?
Like, what happened in the span of 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah, and I'm like, who took his phone and posted the video in the caption?
Yeah, wait, what the fuck?
Like, Couch is awaiting a bail and is in jail.
If you had to choose.
I was like, who's logged in?
That ass.
Who is running?
It's one of the inmates. Hey, bro, let me get that phone right quick, little daddy.
Hey, let me get that
phone. If y'all had to choose to fight either Selena Gomez or Actually, no. Who do you think would win in a fight? Selena Gomez or Zendaya?
Zendaya.
Or you just like Zendaya. That's why you're saying
Zendaya.
That.
She's a dancer. She's got the move.
A dancer means nothing. If you a dancer, boxer, like there are two different things.
Bro, she looks
I know,
strong,
but she's
bro.
Like athletic. She's athletic.
Aggressive. She's aggressive, bro.
How do you know this?
Because, bro, I know her.
And you know Zendaya.
I know her more than anyone else.
What's the social?
No, I think Champagne
what's
knows her a little bit more.
Yeah, what's the social?
Nah.
Give me your credit card info. Lame man, nigga.
Why you gotta do all that, bro?
Shut up, man, bro.
You're doing too much.
Damn.
What do you call it? But who do you think winning a fight?
Zendaya, bro. Like, why you
Zendaya.
Ask me that? Why you
Zendaya?
Forcing it?
Yes. Bro, Selena Gomez got that.
Dude.
Selena Gomez got that in the bag, bro. Bro, I would literally let Selena Gomez.
She could swing her round and round.
Have y'all watched Euphoria?
No. Yeah.
It was good.
So good. I have yet to watch it. I rewatched it actually a couple months ago, like right before I came here.
So what is it? Can you give me like a little rundown right quick? Because I might watch it tonight, low key.
Dude, that's perfect. We just went to the fair. There's like this awesome fair scene in the show. But anyways, so Euphoria is basically like a bunch of high schoolers with a bunch of different like mental problems, like drug, like substance abuse problems. And there's just like drama and such. And yeah, that's kind of it. And just like a bunch of stuff goes down. A bunch of scandals.
It's like romance, is drug dealing?
Yes,
what is it?
Yes, yes.
Both?
Yes, both. Mm. All of the above.
It seems pretty good.
The storyline, the aesthetic. I love like the outfits they put them in. I love them. It's just like the little details in the show that are awesome too. Like how their wardrobe, their makeup, the music.
These are
it's just the whole
that,
ambiance.
All things that make a show.
Yeah. And the storyline. Like everything's, it's so juicy too.
Euphoria.
All right,
if you watch it, I'll rewatch it for a third time.
I'm down. I really
want to
watch
have this HBO. Do you have HBO?
Shit, we got HBO over there.
I have HBO.
I bet we got
okay,
HBO.
Okay.
I have HBO.
We got HBO.
If you have HBO, then we have it. Well, what are you?
Let me get that account information.
Okay, then if you want to watch it with one set of eyes, you can, you know, split the wealth.
I have
and
HBO.
We can all
they
watch it.
They don't have
it.
HBO. All right.
Actually, my brother has it. I can log on to his account. That's what I did last time.
So good. We threw a party. Yeah, we
shut
threw
up.
A party.
Anyways.
Just came over, so we threw a party. I was just calling.
Are we having
was
a party tonight for Ring's birthday?
Are we having a party tonight? That's an excellent question.
That's an excellent question.
What's Ring want to do for a birthday?
Excellent question.
I don't know. She's talking about multiple things, so I don't know which one she's going to choose, honestly. She want to go laser tagging. She wanted to. Well, at first, we're going to rent out. A fucking log cabin in the woods and have everybody pull up to that shit and turn up, but like
weird. Wait,
it's like
no.
It's a little too late for that.
Someone
you have to like rent that out.
Yeah,
said, that'd be fun though.
You guys think you guys will hang out after the Go House?
Yes.
Probably not.
I think I'll hang out with most of the people here, besides
realistically
one person. Huh?
I won't. I'll be across the country. I'm going back.
God damn!
I'm gonna go back. Not saying I wouldn't want to, but if I'm not staying in LA. Back to New Jersey and New York I go, which means unless you guys are in that area,
same.
We won't see each other. Guys, let's put things in perspective.
I'm so sick.
But if you do end up living out here,
so sad.
If I end up living out here, but I don't
which
think
which is
that,
a big
yeah, that's a big if. But like, I'm gonna put things into perspective. Like after this, all
well,
things
if
come
you
to
do,
an end.
If I move back, then like I guess that makes sense. Then no,
yeah, this is gonna end. We're not always gonna live together. By September or October, we'll all be distant strangers again.
Nah, strangers? I don't know about strangers. All right,
I wouldn't say
we'll
that.
All be
now you're being
we'll
negative.
Shut up, nigga.
Hey, man, let's get this man off the podcast,
shut
bro.
Shut up, nigga. We want to kiss you. We'll all just be memories that we had with one another. But, you know, this is going to come to an end. One day we're going to wake up in our own beds, in our own places, and think, wow, the Go House is over.
Yeah.
And then you're going to hold yourself late at night wondering where things could have been different.
It's all about every day. If you make the opportunity of every day.
They don't hear that weak ass shit. Shut up, ho.
Nah,
every day you make an opportunity.
I think somebody said that.
When lemons give you life.
When life gives you lemons, you make orange juice.
My opinion.
And then you turn into
my. All right, hold on. Let me ask some of these freaking questions. You freaking dweeb. Hold on.
Women don't poop.
What would you? Okay, if either one of y'all. Okay, this is. I don't even want to ask y'all this question. Now think about it.
Ask the question.
It's kind of personal.
Where did that come from?
It says if each one of y'all won the money, what would y'all do with it?
Oh, I can't say.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I buy a lot of feet stuff.
You have such nice skin.
That's good. Who do you?
Thank you.
What clothing brand would y'all like to collab with?
None.
Ace, you have to have a like something.
I wear the same clothes. My bad. It's different outfits of the same clothes every day.
No. His closet.
My entire
black.
Closet is all black.
Maybe like
Nike or something.
I don't wear shoes. Collab. I wear the same pair.
Of Vans. I think it's a collab.
They have all black stuff.
So does H&M. That's why everything I'm wearing is H&M.
So right. H&M, boom.
All right, fine. Told
yourself.
Fine, H&M. Remember when they did that? No more monkeys in the gym. No more monkeying around. And then
I know what's
got
up
crazy.
With that, bro. Yeah,
that was really crazy, bro. All
right, so where who would you want to collab with?
Probably like Off-White.
Off-White, that's a good one.
Yeah, Off-White. They have like a bunch of different like categories, like subcategories, a bunch of different collabs and stuff. So it's like if you work with Off-White, then you're working with a bunch of other people.
Because
they do a lot of like collections, a lot. I don't know. I also did like a project on them, on Off-White.
Do you own any Off-White right now?
No, I'm just broke.
That shit is expensive.
Yes.
I think I would want to collab.
Or maybe Chanel.
I could see that.
That'd be awesome.
With your hand modeling thing, just over the.
Or bottle. Modeling, I modeled too, but I've just been getting the only. I modeled too, guys.
You're in the beginning steps.
Oh, I have a question. What have you learned in working in this industry? I'll tell you exactly what I've learned. People
or maybe
Flanky's
Collective.
People,
yeah, bro, that is the. Hey, give me some dap.
Let
on
me
that.
Tell you
give
right
me
now.
Some fucking dap.
One thing in this industry, and
people will freaking
right
use
now,
the shit out of people.
People will use the hell out of you. Use and this is Los Angeles. My mindset is, at the end of the day, someone's going to stab you in the back. I promise
hey, hold on,
you.
Bitch.
Nope. I said what I said.
I'll never stab your ass in the back.
That's exactly what someone that stabbed me in the back would say.
You fucking
told on yourself.
Be his
told
ass
on yourself. Shut your ass up. See, one thing I've learned, guys, and I'm
true.
No, I'm just still new to the whole TikTok
I'm
popularity
true.
Thing.
God.
Things are, this industry is that people just use you. Like, they will say and be, oh my God, yo, let's hang out, let's link up.
Facts.
And then as soon as you, like, leave the house, bro, I can't stand that, man. I just need to get to, I need
bro, that's a lot of two-faced
how do you
artists,
know they say
bro.
That? How do you know they say that?
They just, because I say it. No, I'm kidding.
Oh!
I stuck a little dick here and there, but that's the point.
Wait, look.
Hey, yo, but.
No, but in this, bro, oh my God, there's so much fakeness everywhere. Like, people will say one thing to you and then turn around and say completely different shit to somebody else or like, fucking, there's so much fake shit that pisses me off.
Like, for example,
I
tell people I like Smitty, bro. I'm like, oh, yo, Smitty's my boy and everything. But I can't stand Smitty. Like, Smitty's the worst kind of person.
Yeah,
honestly, the thought about him makes me so angry. I cannot stand him. He's the bane of existence of my life. The fact that I have to look at him right now is raising my blood pressure. I'm going to die by 40 because I have to look at him. He raised my blood pressure that much. Nigga.
Damn, boy.
Cut the camera.
I can't stand your ass, bro.
Okay,
but no, all jokes aside, guys, this business, the industry that I'm in, if you can call it that, like, it's. I'll tell you one thing. It's not as fun as you think. I promise you that. It is not as fun as you
Because, look, nobody gives. Because in this industry, no one cares, like, if you're depressed. Nobody cares about how your mental health. They, like, nobody gives a fuck. They want to see, like, fucking. Product like they want to see
they want to see like happy and they want to see like
that's it you're marketable
energy.
That's all we are we're fucking marketable people
because a lot of social media people are depressed actually.
Yeah, hell, I'm depressed. Yeah, I mean I just lay down and cry.
Yeah,
but,
for sure, me too.
The point is
I cried like 2 days ago. No,
okay,
cap.
Well,
I literally cried in the middle of a segment.
Yeah, so it's like
real talk. One thing I've learned and live listen up screen record. One thing about this industry is that all they want you to do is shut up and dance. They don't care about your mental health. They don't care about how you feel. If you are not doing... Troy D'Amelio, hypothetically speaking, right? She has to dance all the time now.
Yeah.
If she does something else, you're gonna be like, oh, you're not dancing for us. Kevin Hart, well-known comedian. I fully believe that Kevin Hart, the man who's known worldwide for making people laugh and being hilarious, I feel like he is secretly depressed.
A lot of people in the entertainment.
Yeah, especially like comedians because... Kevin Hart has to literally make people laugh every single day. That is his job. That's all he's known for. And if we see him outside, you know, acting like, you know, bummed out, it's going to be all over the news. So, like, he has
straight
to be
up.
Happy every single day. And that's got to be draining and mentally depressing. So,
mm-hmm. I agree. It's definitely the entertainment industry because that's their job, entertaining. It's like when they feel like they let someone down or when they're not being entertaining. Like, that's where they feel like that's where they go wrong and they're failing their viewers. So,
and that's another thing, man. It's just like people really don't,
but like, oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, like, people really don't think that. I mean, hell, people are like, oh my God, Ace is so funny. Oh my God, you're so cool. I'm just like, I'm so depressed, man. But it's just like, no one really thinks. People put like TikTok as if they can't be. I don't know.
Facts. I believe you.
I don't believe that we have mental problems or like we don't have
no
shit going on.
I got mental problems too.
Yeah, man.
But like everybody copes with a different. I just be funny as fuck. But like
that's how you cope with it.
Low key, like just like. But at the end of the day, cause like I used to watch Tyler Perry growing up. You know what I'm saying? And like what
very
he
cliche.
He huh?
No, I'm kidding. I'm saying very cliche.
Fucking dweeb. But like he said a quote that stuck with me forever. He's like he literally said nobody cares. Work harder. Cause like he's talking about like he's just became like a $1 billion man. He's just talking about like. I used to sleep in my car with whoop. Everybody's like, oh my God, you came from like such a, we're like crazy shit. And he's like one of the top, like in the world. You feel me?
Top play director.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like, it's like, nobody cares, work harder. You feel me? Like, that's how I feel. Cause like at the end of the day, like, you can feel how you want to feel, but like if it it's gonna affect if it affects you and it affects like your pockets and all that, because you could be if you're depressed and broke, you're gonna be fucked up.
Yeah. It's even worse.
You think it'd be like it's gonna get worse. So it's like,
it is gonna
be like,
unfortunately.
Yeah. So it's just like
you that's know why
what I'm
you
saying?
Have to have a good support
hard.
System.
Change your situation. If you like your situation, change it. That's how I feel, basically.
Just keep moving forward.
Keep moving forward.
Being depressed and broke is something I don't recommend.
Do not do that. That's fucking. That's worse than just being depressed
just
and rich.
Don't.
I'm about to cry.
Guys are just
fucking
like, just don't
Benz and crying.
I don't know, man. I feel like one thing I've realized. I'll keep it $150. Is that because now that you know we all make decent money, or whatever, on you know what we do and everything, but it's just like I realized, and this is a thought I have a lot with the money I make now, which I'm so grateful for. I'm more depressed than I was before. Because I realize with the money that I make, there's still nothing I can buy that will make me happy.
Oh, facts. No, yeah money does not buy happiness. I believe
not,
that for
it
sure.
It helps. But when you realize, it puts things into perspective like, damn, now that I have money that I can buy nice things for myself. Even though
money
I don't
buys
buy
temporarily.
Yeah.
Temporary
happiness.
True.
Like a serotonin boost. But it's just like, it puts things into that perspective.
Yeah.
That, you're still, it's not helping. It's just. It's just, it's money, but it's not, it does not buy you happiness. When people say, oh, I wouldn't be depressed if I had money. No. Have you ever noticed the ones that have had very little are the ones that are the happiest?
That's why the richest people.
Like Bob Marley.
Yeah, those that don't have a lot are usually the happiest.
The richest people, like, you can see, like, you can just see personality.
Bill Gates
said
that he's super depressed.
Yeah, they're not fully.
Like, he's not happy. He's rich, but he's not happy.
Not for sure. Like, I mean, yeah.
That's why you have to have, like, good relationships and such.
You have to have genuine relationships. Genuine. And you have relationships where you're not using somebody or you're not doing something just to profit off of yourself. Because at the end of the day, that's going to hurt both of y'all.
Like,
and switcher. Yeah. It's going to fuck you up. If you find out somebody was just your friend this whole time just to get something off of you and later you find that shit out, you'd feel used. Yeah, you feel like ass.
I would be familiar.
But like
with the feeling,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, so
which is why I have the feeling if someone's gonna stab me in the back at the end of the day. Yep.
Nah, it's guard up.
Guard up all the time.
For sure. Respect.
I feel like your guard's been down recently, though. Like
exactly,
like
you think it's been down. Yeah.
No, I feel like
I want you to think. Hi, I'm a magician. Batman smoke.
But,
I feel like you've really like gotten, felt more comfortable around us and stuff.
Because it takes a while for me to keep in mind before, like I said, and you guys.
That's
know,
what it is for me too.
I lived by myself a while before I moved out here, so like I wasn't used to waking up every day with like 10 or 11 other people in the house, and I had to get used to it. And
that's how it was for me. It took me so long.
So now that I'm comfortable, what advice would you give to people that are just starting to get known on TikTok and those kind of platforms? Be consistent
and do what you enjoy, because I can't think of any words, but it's not sustainable if you're doing something that you're not liking. Like, you're just gonna want to burn out and not continue. So
do what you like.
If you don't
want
to post, then don't post. But at the end of the day, if you enjoy what you're posting and if you enjoy what you're doing, then it shouldn't be a chore.
And don't ever keep, I don't know, it's just like,
yeah, being consistent is a big part
just be
of
consistent.
It, especially with the algorithm.
Don't give up. I know that's very cliche, but guys, just don't give up.
If a video does bad, post another one.
Post another one.
That repost
one bad,
that shit.
Do another one. Like, you just
I'll repost
keep,
that shit.
You just keep giving it your 110%. Like, it's not going to be easy, but, you know, it's the fact that you keep going and
also
keep
try new things. Try new niches, because not everything lasts. Yeah. Like, not every trend lasts. Not every.
I didn't always do the run on TikTok. That wasn't always my thing. I did a whole bunch of different things. But the run was the one thing that I got known for. Grateful.
Yeah.
That's the big part of being a creator, being able to like
you have to
move
try different
niches,
things.
Just creating new trends, creating new personas.
Dude, I was actually very impressed by your magic.
Me?
Meant to tell you that, yeah.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I was like, actually, like.
I don't understand
like,
it.
I was like, what the fuck?
I don't want to understand it because you can't give it away. But, yeah, it's pretty
I didn't know you was an actual, like, magician like that. I was like, damn.
I thought
he was going to do some shit like, I don't even know, like, is this your card? But this man was just, like, spinning fidget spinners with fucking numbers on him. I was like, bro, I ain't never, ever seen nothing like this in my life.
Yeah.
So
I'll keep it a buck with you. I have not done I miss doing magic. I miss doing shows. I miss it so much. Magic.
I was dead ass paid to see this.
Like, I love magic more than anything. Like, it's always been, like, there. That and piano has always been there for me. Like, I love, like, It's my favorite thing in the world. It's just magic, and I don't know. I feel like I should start posting. Like yesterday, we went to the fair. I was like, damn.
Yeah, you kept saying miss magic.
Like,
yeah,
no, you're like, I should have brought my cards.
Yeah, because back at home, I would always go to fairs or whatever and just do street magic and get my camera crew, and it was great. And I was just like, damn, I really wish I should have brought my cards.
That ass.
It's nothing more satisfying when you're doing a magic trick.
You see someone's reaction.
When people like see a camera that people are filming, then everyone's just like, oh, snap, what's going on over there? And then more
That's
people,
so true. When there's a camera, people are more like so much more engaged. Start to
and be more interested. And me, I don't get nervous. Like, I performed in a bunch of people all the time. So
yeah, facts.
I'm familiar with it. I'm just like, ah, shit. Y'all don't even know what's about to happen.
No, he's going crazy.
Have you ever seen the movie Now You See Me?
I've seen both of them. Several times.
I love the second one.
Bro,
the,
man.
We should watch it.
Let me suck your toes while I watch it, though. But it's a good-ass movie,
though.
Some
freaky shit going on.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Smitty, let me suck your toes. So but it's the first one's a lot better than the second one.
I like the second one where they rob a bank.
No, the second. No, that's the first one.
Are you serious?
First one's where they rob the bank.
The robbing a bank in, like, London or whatever?
Yeah, that's the first one.
Hey, so everyone wants to know, have you been to Magic Castle?
Have I been? No! I have not been.
What's
to
that?
The Magic Castle is an exclusive club that you can only be personally invited to. Like, it's a magician thing. You have to be invited. It's like every magician's dream, and I never got to go. It's like one of the greatest things
Maybe
ever.
Maybe one day.
One day. Like, I just want to. Oh my God, it'd be so cool.
I wonder what's inside of it. Like, what the fudge?
Magic.
Anyways.
What? But yeah, Ace, we were like talking about.
I'm gonna play with you, bro.
I know. But I don't know where I'm going with this. But I was saying before, I was like, I feel like you've really opened up with your personality. It's nice to see.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I'll give credit where credit's due. Because of you guys, y'all are annoying. But
y'all are ugly
and annoying. Like,
no, happy. It makes me happy seeing you happy.
Because I think
I feel like.
The only person I opened up to at first here, well, to be honest, the first person I really spoke to was, like, Colty. He was, like, the first, like, we were, like, the first people that spoke to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, Kylie was there, but I spoke to, like, Colty more because he was my roommate. And then, everyone else started coming in day by day. And then
I think
the one person that helped me start opening up to people was Ashanti.
Yeah.
She was the one, like.
She says that she's visiting in a couple days.
She's visiting L.A.?
Wait. Yes. I swear.
Yes, sir.
Ashanti's
cool, bro. I actually love Ashanti.
Y'all don't understand how much I care about Ashanti. She literally helped me.
She said that she was visiting L.A.
Like, oh, the FaceTimer?
Yeah.
I got you. I'll put the mic in
this thing. Ashanti, we're on the podcast.
How do I open this?
That's because we went to start. You know what? Let me not start. It's because
Ashanti, are you visiting L.A.?
Yeah, I'll be back on the. In two days.
Ashanti.
Can you visit us? Wait.
Pull up to the crib, man.
Ashanti.
Pull up to the crib, man. Hey.
I have my own room in the bed. I have an extra bed in my room. You can stay in there. Wait, so when are you coming? I'm watching Goat Racing.
What?
Guys, I'm going to end this live. And yeah, I know this live stream is like 20 people.
Are you going to visit the Go House?
Because I'm a guy.
I want to, but I don't know how Thomas feels about that.
Oh, shit. What? Okay. No. Whoa, we're going to stop. No. We're going to stop.
Are you kidding me? No.
I know. I want to come, but.
No, seriously.
Are y'all okay? I heard about like the party where it like got. Did y'all get fined?
Yeah, we got fined 20,000.
Yes, Ashanti.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Especially you, Ashanti.
Well, shit, y'all. This
in 2 days? So is that 25th? Okay. We're just curious when you're coming back. Okay, we're in the middle of a podcast, but I'll call you later. Also, today's Reagan's birthday, so wish her happy birthday. Bye.
Snitching.
Bye. Well, Ashanti exposed us a little bit there with the birdie thing. I'm kidding. But yeah, I told her she's coming back.
That's great. She better. I hope she's. No, she's coming over.
I know.
She doesn't have a choice. 2 days?
Yeah, she said the 25th, so that's Sunday.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to.
Anyways.
So anyways.
But I was saying, like, Ashanti was the one that, like, helped me start to open up to people.
Yes.
Because I'll never forget, one night I was just pissed off, and she was the one that, she wouldn't stop bothering me, and she was the one that finally broke me and finally spoke, you know. Mm-hmm. She reached out. She was persistent.
Yeah, I love Ashanti, too. She even came and talked to me, too, a couple of times when she noticed some shit was wrong with me.
Yeah, same.
I messed with her, too.
That's why when she was gone, when she got evicted, I was just like... I was so upset. I was just like,
I know.
I was literally, like, it was like someone ripped my heart out. I was like, no. It sucked so bad, man.
That's how I felt when Champagne left.
Nigga, I don't care. But yeah, right. Colty left too, bro. And that was crazy, bro. You know what? Hold on, bro. Let me take this right here real quick. Damn, this is my life now. That's crazy, bro.
Anyways, I was saying, I feel like your personality's opened up more thanks to Ashanti and everyone.
Yeah.
And such, and I feel like my personality has opened up more.
Yeah, but you have been doing great. Hey, yo, what's up? Yo, it's Make sure to follow my Instagram. Whenever, I got you.
And promos. Got you. Whenever I first saw Ace, like, he didn't talk, I thought he was weird as fuck. So we all planned on jumping Ace whenever we first saw him, me and the boys. But like,
yeah, I said, no, he's serious about it. He told me dead ass that, yeah, we're gonna jump him.
Yeah. So
wait, what?
Yeah, we actually all planned on jumping Ace to make him like talk to us.
Yeah, I got jumped before. I don't recommend
I'm
it.
I'm just
one. That's a one star review.
It's just about to. You're like, what the fuck?
What?
I'm just have kidding, y'all. That was funny.
Have y'all experienced weird supernatural?
Can I have my fucking phone?
Shut up, nigga. Anyways, have y'all experienced weird or supernatural or unexplainable things?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, fucking Ace's toes are unexplainable. Them shits crossed and fucking throwing up gang signs. I don't know.
Why are you looking at my toes? Because why are you looking at my toes? All right, then. All right. Yeah, we
table,
had...
Look like the table of contents.
Table of contents? How do toes...
Yeah, what? Like
can
what
I have my phone?
Chemical...
Yeah, I got you.
No,
hold on.
Chemical letters.
Ace, you are so cute. Thanks.
Yep.
All right.
Represent Ace is cute. You're getting blocked.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's wrap this up because this podcast is getting kind of long.
Who said we're done?
I did.
What you mean?
Two against one.
Who said we're...
I will literally take both of you on. I don't care, Mitzi. You know, because you're a girl, I do not care. You can get equal left and rights. What's
so
up with it?
So, you hit women.
Nah, son. Whoa, I hit my best friends. Whoa. See, I gave you my title.
You know what, Mitzi? I think we should just...
See, you hit your best friends?
Yep. See, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand one thing about
Thank
me.
You,
if I insult you guys, that's the only... And I know it's weird, but... That's the
it's
only way I.
Love.
That's the only way I know how to show people that I care. Cause I, you, y'all
that's
know,
me facts, with flirting. Right.
Y'all know
just, like,
I don't compliment.
Ignore you and
like y'all
and
know I don't compliment you.
No, that's what my parents are.
I don't compliment people, but if I constantly insult you and I say shit about you, that's my way of saying like, hey, I notice you and I'm giving you my attention.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to be nice to you, so I'm gonna constantly insult you.
So that's how I am sometimes.
I mean, for example, I say eat shit, Ben, all the time. But hey, Ben, you there?
In spirit.
No, Josh.
My nigga Josh.
Okay, well, not Josh, but let's say Josh was Ben. I say, eat shit, Ben. But that's how I show that I care, is that I constantly... Yeah. And I know it's weird, but like...
No, that's how I do it.
I just have to insult people.
I'll be like, bitch.
Yeah, me and my best friend insult
Whoa, you. Mitzi just cursed.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Mitzi cursing on the podcast? Mitzi cursing.
Thumbnail. No, okay.
Yeah, I've never been on a thumbnail either. Bro, I've only been on one thumbnail, bro.
I said that in my YouTube video. It's being posted today, the hair video.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I was like,
really have y'all? They don't really put us on a thumbnail.
You've been on more though.
I've been on two. You've been on one.
No, bro, I went
on the lie detector.
The lie detector.
Full of
that
lies.
Was 2.5 months ago.
You sit on the throne I've of lies. Two, you smell it's of like, beef and cheese. That's an Elf
brothers.
Reference,
Something's
by the
life
way.
Brothers, brothers, I got it.
No.
Something in life you can't control, bro.
That's Elf.
Oh.
Will Ferrell. Wrong movie.
But yeah, it's just, I never been. I'm. Why am I never in the thumbnails?
That's how I feel.
Do they hate me? Am I that ugly? I'm that ugly.
No. Who works at
Actually,
thumbnail?
Yeah, you're right about that part.
Oh, God. Am I
y'all
not ugly?
Ugly? Y'all just ugly.
You know what's crazy? Y'all are stealing my lingo. Everything I say,
what?
Y'all
are stealing. No, you're not talking. Bro, you missed all my shit.
Shut up.
Bro. You even missed all my shit.
No, you do.
What the fuck? Bro, hell no. I'm going to tell you some of the shit I say.
I always say, y'all ugly now.
Y'all should be saying
y'all
that.
Y'all ugly.
Or y'all be doing this. Hey, everyone, look at me.
I don't know what the fuck
y'all do that.
What's this?
Don't worry about
the
it.
T-pose.
Every,
the what
hey,
post?
The T-pose. Hey, camera, look at me. Ow. Watch
my strong ass.
Well, guys, this is my impression of Smitty. Ends. Watch.
She
has to keep her hands for her hand job. Everyone, watch. Watch my impression of Smitty. Watch. Hey, everyone, look at me. I'm a Smitty.
A Smitty?
I don't get it. If y'all get it in the comments, y'all please say that.
You don't even know what just happened, bro. I just flamed your shit. Everyone in the comments, tell him how I flamed him. Everyone,
you understand what that means?
Yes. Everyone, look at me.
How the fuck do you know?
Everyone, look at me.
It just is.
Everyone, look at me. I'm Smitty.
It just is. You got him good. That was even better.
You don't even know what that means, y'all. Hold on. Hey, everyone. Everyone on Smitty's live, watch my impression of Smitty. Watch. Hey, everyone, look at me. I'm Smitty.
Make sure to move the camera so you get
it. I literally got him, bro.
Got him. I just flamed your shit, man.
I don't even know what just happened.
Is he doing the T thing?
I literally did.
Is he doing the T thing?
What the fuck is the T thing? Yep. What does that mean?
You're a T poser, bro. You're a T poser.
Can someone on my live please explain that? What is it? Look, I meant to do it for my live.
Hey, everyone, look at me.
I'm Smitty.
I'm the kid Smitty.
Hey, let's do it.
Everyone, look at me. I'm the kid Smitty.
What the fuck?
You don't even know what just happened, bro.
Can someone explain that shit? I do not understand that.
Wrecks your shit, man.
Someone explain it. I do not understand
but
that.
But yeah,
shit.
Y'all, I like the fact that we have a lot of inside jokes here and a lot of, say, like, Georgie? We have Georgie?
Twinkle, twinkle.
What the fuck? That's my shit!
I know.
Bro! I literally be saying everything. I be saying twinkle, twinkle. Whenever we about to
twerk for Jesus.
Whenever we about to leave a
establishment.
Yeah, every time we about to leave establishment.
Twerk for Jesus. That's yours.
What?
Anyways, when we about to leave an establishment.
That's mine.
All right, like I was saying, before we're about to leave establishment, I always say, let's bounce like some ass cheeks. And everyone's like, shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I say, let's make like a bed. I say, let's make like a baby and head out.
Oh, yeah, that one's funny. I like that one.
I never heard you say that one.
I always say that.
I always hear that shit from
make
her.
Make
like a baby and head out. Yeah.
What about this one? What about,
What up, Sharon?
What's a funny one?
What's the funny one? See, you don't even fucking know. Because I'll be having them shits in my head.
Nah, bro. You're frying, my guy. I lied. Goodbye. You didn't come up with that, though. Don't take credit. All right, then, ho-ass.
It just comes to me. I don't even know why I'm coming up getting these.
Oh, the lighting makes us look way bigger than we actually are. That inside joke with Colty. One of my favorites. That was like the first joke we ever had. That was the first joke. And we were making fun of him in the group chat. And he wasn't even in the group chat to know.
No.
We were flaming Colty. And we thought we were in the group chat.
Were you there at Panera?
Yes, I was there with you. That was like the second week we were in together.
Yeah.
But we've really been living with each other for so long.
I know.
And who knows what comes next after the Go House.
I get a top off.
Who knows? Will there be a continuation? Will there be a season 2 or a season 3? Will there even be a season finale? What if the show goes on forever?
Will we turn into the Kardashians?
Let's not get too crazy, all right?
The Kardashians? Oh, I like that.
I don't.
They're asking, like, I don't want to ask that.
I'm going to miss you guys when I go back home next week.
You are leaving next week.
For a whole week?
I'm leaving Thursday night to Wednesday night. So I'll be back
like
here Wednesday.
Like a week, damn near. Almost.
Not quite, but.
Almost there.
Yes.
6 days.
Yes, I think.
Yeah. Thursday to Wednesday? About 6 days.
Well, I'm going to be here all day Thursday. I'm leaving Thursday night.
All right, y'all, wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right, with that being said, guys, I am the ace of underscore spades.
I am the kid. Shmada!
And I'm Mitzi!
And
that,
I'm
that's awful.
I'm awesome.
It's a spady. We gotta come up with something for you.
Okay, I'll come up with something.
Mr. Spades.
Ace of Spades.
Mr. Spady.
Ace of Spades.
Ace. Sana. Miss Sana.
Oh hey, I hope you like the face. My name
is Shiesty. That's my dog.
All right, guys. I'm
and pull you now, really Shiesty.
Shut up.
Yeah. Shout out my boy, Champagne.
You know, I hope you like the face. I hope you like the face. My name's Ace. This is Viral presented by Go House. You like that? Hope you like the face.
How do you feel about? Wait, that's a question for you. How do you feel about Balo being on Love Island?
Who?
I'm good for Balo. I feel good for Balo for being on Love Island.
Who is that?
Dude, remember this morning? I was talking about Love Island.
I love you talking throughout the handle.
Is that new season out?
Yeah. One of my friends is on there.
On Love Island?
Yep.
You have friends on every reality show.
Yep. Because I'm supposed to be on it. It's okay,
You're
though.
On this one.
Viral presented by Go House.
After the show?
Make sure to watch the Go House episode. And make sure to subscribe. This is Ace of Spades. That is Mitzi. That is Kid Smitty. Thanks for stopping by.
Sorry,
it's been fun, but now I've got.
Got to run, 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 go. We got to go.
Run, shut run, 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 go.
Go,
go,
what? Go, go, go. All
right.
Damn, you breaking the fucking podcast. And what the fuck?
I'll break your face.
Hello? Take your shirt off. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Take your shirt off.
I thought you were. You won't. Like,
I won't.
Not playing.
Bye, guys.